Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode is entitled, Are You Rapture Ready? I want to stress the imperative nature of this morning's show. I want to stress the importance of hearing the Word of God, locking one's attention unto Jesus Christ, being faithful to Christ Jesus. If you really do know Him as your Savior, I want you to prepare your heart for this morning's show prayerfully. As I read different scriptures, and I want you to ask yourself, are you rapture ready? Are you spirit filled? Have you given up the things of the flesh? Are you growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? It's time to do a serious spiritual assessment of who you are and where you are in your spiritual life. Now, we live in very distressing and disturbing times. Paul said that in the last days, difficult or demonic times would come. We are in those days. We verily are in those times. And I want you to be blessed this morning. I want you to get ready for the greatest event in history. Jesus Himself is coming to get His faithful ones out of this evil cosmos. And so I'm going to begin reading this morning from Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Now, remember please that Luke the physician, theologian, wrote both the Gospel of Luke and he wrote the book of Acts, which is the first book of church history. Both documents were written to an individual by the name of Theophilus. And in verse 1 of the book of Acts, Luke states, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Notice power. Notice witnesses, both unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, I love the words, this same Jesus, which is taken up. So Luke continually uses this verb, taken up, from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. It is very interesting that this particular document talks about Jesus being snatched up or taken up into heaven or ran off. And that Luke makes a point of stressing the taking away or the lifting up of Jesus into Uranus. Now, this is very important for the church to understand. Yes, Jesus is taken up into Uranus, and according to the book of Hebrews, he is now our high priest. In Hebrews chapter 1, we read that after he had made himself a sacrifice for sin, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He sat down. The sitting down of Jesus bespeaks his finished work. Tetelestai. He shouted from the cross, it is finished. Tetelestai, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, please note that when Jesus died on the cross, he did not pass out. He did not fade away. Jesus shouted, Tetelestai. And we read that he voluntarily surrendered his spirit. He said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. It was a voluntary dismissal of his spirit on his part. Please get that. He did not swoon away. He did not pass out. He voluntarily surrendered his spirit. He voluntarily lay in that grave. And when the stone was rolled away, it wasn't rolled away to let him out of the tomb. The stone was rolled away to give witness to and evidence that a great, an unprecedented event had occurred. That is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Anastasis Necron, the standing up again of Jesus Christ. The molecular structure of his body was so changed that when he appeared to the disciples who were locked in that upper room, they did not open the door for him. We read that he appeared to them. He appeared to them. And so we have the doctrine of mass energy. equals MC squared. Jesus knew this long ago, the doctrine of mass energy. And so, the disciples have Jesus for this period of time after his, we call this his post-resurrection ministry, in order to fortify, strengthen, build up their hearts, because they have been witnessed, they have witnessed horrific events. There was trauma attached to those events that they witnessed, of which they were a part. And so in order to address the traumatic involvement, Jesus stays with them in order to heal them, to build them up. 1 John tells us something very important. 1 John chapter 1 talks about the empirical nature of the post-resurrection ministry of Jesus. They handled the word of life. They touched the word of life. His word was so deeply ingrained in them that John talks about what we have heard remains ever present with us. What we have seen, what we have investigated thoroughly. So this was a very serious and powerful, spirit-filled undertaking. These men were blessed of God. These women were blessed of God. The Holy Spirit came upon them on the day of Pentecost. These people changed the world. And as I note in reading the scriptures, very few of them were rich. Peter would say to a man sitting at the temple, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, rise up and walk." We see with Ananias and Sapphira, you see what happens when this money doctrine, this prosperity doctrine, you see what it did when it came into the church. You see that both the husband and wife were struck by God because they lied to the Holy Spirit. They lied about the Holy Spirit. You are not going to hear a lot of messages about that event from these prosperity folk. But I don't want to spend our precious time on that. I want to move to Romans chapter 10. Paul writes in verse 9 of Romans 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14, how shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them which preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Beautiful, beautiful verse. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report, Isaiah 53:1. And to whom the arm of the, has the arm of the Lord been revealed? So then, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Now, the word hearing in verse 17 is very important. So, to hear the word of God. Not merely, this word involves listening. Listening very deep to the word of God. Responding to what is heard. Responding with a view to obey what has been given. So then faith, or what has been heard. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we go on in the book of Romans, now I am in Romans 13, verse 11. Paul writes, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Speaking to believers, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. What day? The snatching out of the church. Let us therefore, now he's speaking to believing ones, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. He's speaking to believing ones. Let us cast off. Here we have an imperative. And let us put off. We have another imperative. The armor of light. Let us walk honestly. In the Greek, the word is decorously. Beautiful. Let us walk decorously. What does this mean? We're to walk as those who are rapture ready. Amen? We're to walk as those who are spirit filled. We're to walk as those who have given up the things of the flesh. We're to walk as those who are growing in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us walk decorously. Let us walk in a beautiful manner. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering. What does this mean? It means illicit sexual affairs. And wantonness. This word is, this is an old word. Wantonness means no self-restraint and a readiness to do anything. Profligate behavior. Libertine behavior. No self-restraint, a readiness to do anything. He's speaking to believing ones, not in strife and envy or envying. But then he goes on to say, this is Paul, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What is he talking about? Well, he's talking to believing ones who live the party life. I don't have time to go into it this morning, but he talks about rioting. He uses two words here in the Greek in verse 13. One is oinosis, which means the influence of wine. He also talks about methi, or methane, which means drinking parties. He talks about koimos, the god of partying, or Komos, or it K-O-M-O-S, or it is spelled C-O-M-U-S, the god of partying. He's speaking to believing ones. And this is why the title of this show is Are You Rapture Ready? There are people who think they know God, but they haven't given up their party life. They haven't given up certain behaviors that are consistent with the flesh because they have been told by satanic world system that nothing is wrong with these things. These are natural. These people fail to realize that the way they think about themselves has been marketed to them. In other words, they are fulfilling what they have been told to believe about themselves, including the church. For those who believe that they are in the church, now, Peter talks about Lot, who was vexed by the filthy lifestyle of the wicked daily. Now, no one told Lot to move to this place where to which he moved his family. And we read that he followed his eyes. He followed the lust of the flesh. And we read in Genesis that he looked out, and the place where he looked toward looked like the garden of God. And so he moves there, following his eyes. And he paid a heavy price. And he found that this place to which he had moved had become ingrained in the souls of the members of his household. 2 Peter 2, verse 8, speaking of Lot. For that righteous man, interesting language, is it not? Who had an incestual relationship with his two daughters. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Now, the deeds that they practiced in Sodom and Gomorrah were not necessarily unlawful to them. They had probably had legislation enacted to say that our unlawful, our moral and sexual unlawfulness is not lawful. And if you don't follow this, then you're unlawful, or you're judgmental, or you're sexist. So, verse 9 reads, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. This is a very frightening verse. And this word reserve is really amazing. And this word reserve means to reserve with unhappy results, and is given in the present tense, and it bespeaks the continuity of punishment. So to reserve with unhappy results for those who step out of the will of God and who want to lead you to step out of the will of God as well. Now, the Word of God talks about That is in 1 Thessalonians 4, beginning at verse 13, Paul talks about the rapture. And he says, he writes, I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. You see the inherent nature of the resurrection in all of Paul's teaching. For this we say unto you in the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not go before them which are asleep. Let me say that the rapture will not be silent. And I need you to put off your minds as best you can some of these silly movies that have been made about the rapture. Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. So please read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is Paul's great chapter on the resurrection. In verse 17, he goes on to state, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So in verse 17, the article the before the noun clouds is not in Greek. And so it reads, we shall be caught up. Literally, the verb caught up means snatched out together with them. With whom? Well, with those who are asleep in Jesus. Believers are never said to have died. They are said to sleep in Jesus. And so we shall be snatched out together with them in clouds. And so what we have here is that Paul is teaching that there will be these clouds of saints in the immediate atmosphere of this earth. And the individuals who remain on this earth, we're not going to disappear, we're not going to vaporize, we're not going to be shot out as invisible spirits, we're going to be snatched up in clouds in the immediate atmosphere, and we will meet the Lord in the air. And we have these very comforting words, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Do you want to remain here? Do you want to be a part of this cosmic system? Now, we have the Word of God at our disposal. And it is important to study the Word of God. It is important to get into a place where you can be taught the Word of God in a faithful and consistent manner, so that you can grow in grace, so that you can grow in the faith, so that you can learn doctrine. This has to become an imperative because of the days in which you and I live. We need the Word of God. And so on the next show, I'm going to go more deeply into the rapture, and I'm going to talk about living in such a way, living in a way before God or in a manner before God that tells God that we want to get rapture ready. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.